Time now on Tape Relay to head over to the UK to find out what's new in the world of unpopular tangents with our regular Alistair Fitchett. Very happy today to be exploring one particular label that I'm also quite fond of. We're looking at the Matinee Recordings label.
Yeah, Matinee, they're 10 years old this year, which is quite nice because when I started Tangents, it was just over 10 years ago. And of course, I hope Matinee doesn't do what I did with Tangents and then just stop it after 10 years. But they seem to be going from strength to strength. They've had such a large body of excellent work over that 10 years, and they seem set to continue that.
Yes, previously based in Washington, D.C., and now operating in Santa Barbara, California, by a pop guru not unlike yourself, Jimmy Tassos. and as you said, have just celebrated their 10th anniversary late last year. There's something like 45 CDs and countless 7-inches as well.
Yeah, Jimmy's such a great bloke. I knew about Matinee Records and I had a few singles and a couple of these sort of the early CDs, but it was when Jimmy decided to put out the Visitors retrospective CD that I really started to become sort of interested and kind of involved with the Matinee label. And I designed the sleeve for the Visitors CD with some nice photos of Sidmouth, which was where the Visitors came from. And so that kind of really got me into them. And it was also Tim that really sort of alerted me to the Locksmiths, because the Visitors did a comeback show at the, I think it was at the Poetry Cafe in London many years ago, and the Locksmiths apparently were playing on the same bill, and Tim was very impressed by them, so tipping me off about them, and that's what made me sit up and listen to the Locksmiths.
Yeah, I mean, people from here probably may not know, because obviously the Locksmiths have been released locally, but yeah. Matinee Records has long been a champion of the Locksmiths overseas, or in the States anyway. But what I find interesting is that being an American label, Jimmy has also has long had a connection with the British pop bands.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, he's certainly when we met and we were chatting about music, and we had lots of similar reference points. And I find that very interesting, because he was interested and had a connection to a lot of the groups that I had been listening to back in the mid-80s, groups like the Razor Cuts and the Sidleys. And those were all groups that he was really keen on. And it was quite strange, because being in the UK at that time, there was very much a sense of it being quite an insular sort of scene. And it did seem at the time sort of peculiarly English and British. And it seemed suddenly quite odd to have, you know, these people from the United States who had clearly been digging quite deep to find those records at the time. And that was terrific. Definitely championed those sorts of groups. You know, putting out the Razor Cuts compilations and the Sidleys and the Visitors and those sorts of people. So it's good to have those sorts of things, you know, reissued and back in the public domain.
Let's talk about the first couple of tracks that we'll hear on Unpopular Tangents tonight. The first one being from The Pines, which we've talked about Pam Berry briefly in the last segment. This is her most current band, I guess.
Yeah, this is Pam with Joe, who we talked about Joe Brooker last time with the First Division record.
It all comes around, doesn't it, Alistair?
Yeah, see, it all fits, it all connects. And I think, you know, I've always loved The Pines. I've always loved Pam's voice. I think lots of people do like Pam's voice, although I know that one or two people, Kerry, for example, my partner, just really doesn't like that kind of what she calls girly vocal.
I have noticed that some people will have been in very much either camp of loving it or hating her singing style, but she is definitely has sung on a lot of records and also been in a lot of bands like Black Tambourine, Glowworm, as we talked about, the Shapiros with Bart from the Cat's Meow in Melbourne. So she's also quite a well-regarded singer for a lot of pop bands.
I think it's great that she's so into singing and just being involved with the pop scene, that she has been in so many different groups and singing with different people and collaborating with different sorts of folks. I think that's fantastic. Because it's very easy, I think, for some people to be quite protective and insular about what they do, and that they don't really work with a huge number of people. But Pam, I think she does it because she loves it. And of course, she sang with the Clientele as well. And so, yeah, terrific.
The track you've chosen tonight is probably one of my favourite Pine songs. It's incredibly swirly and quite dreamy sounding. Comes from the Matinee Hit Parade CD, which is the compilation that celebrated their 10th release.
Yeah, there's lots of good stuff on there. A bit of a mixture of sort of established groups like the Pines, the Guild League, the Would Be Goods, people like those, and the Locksmiths, of course. but also a mixture of some of the new bands on there as well. I love pretty much all the Pines records, but just the fact that it's about trains and, you know, Train from Wickham, and I love that whole idea of train journeys, and I think that's partly why I like it.
Okay, we'll hear the Pines now.
The fields of chemicals and cows away from here. You'll go from local boozers to hostels and green. And once you've got your ticket, I don't doubt that you'll be clear. But if you catch that train, the spring. Thank you. wise up when told to, that it's more the arms that hold you than whatever words are said. Of course I know, but you can't blame me for trying. I could hardly hear you crying for the traffic overhead. There will come a time when there will come a train to take us somewhere else. You figured out that you needn't break a promise for it to be dishonest, for you to be undone. But spare yourself the self-recriminations and summon all your patience for the summer still to come. There will come a time when there will come a train to take us somewhere else, far away from the factory shells and the shades of grey, from the pools of piss and the broken glass underneath overpass, from the rush hour roar and the nagging rain. There will come a time, there will come a train, there will come a time, there will come a train, there will come a time, there will come a train.
We've just heard a track from the Lucksmiths, From Macaulay Station, which is off both A Hiccup in Your Happiness EP and the latest double CD, Spring A Leak. And we also took a track from the Pines, Train From Wickham, from the Matinee Hit Parade compilation. And a nice segue there, Alistair, with the trains and the train stations.
Yeah, I love train journeys and travelling by train. It's something quite soothing and quite romantic, I think, which maybe that's just me with my strangers on a train idea.
Well, I would say that train journeys are normally quite romantic, but not if you're referring to Macaulay Station, which...
No. Yeah, okay. I was looking on Wikipedia about Macaulay Station and I saw a few photographs and I thought, it's not really very romantic, is it?
No, it's in Victoria, and for the rest of our listeners, it's a station that is unique for being located entirely below an elevated freeway. So if you've seen pictures of it, it's not particularly romantic, but in typical Lucksmiths fashion, I guess, references Melbourne, but still writes a beautiful pop song out of that.
It is a lovely, beautiful song. And then when you see the sort of reality of where it's written about, you think, well, that took quite some doing, quite some imagination to pull that out the bag. But the Lucksmiths are great at that, aren't they? It was a toss-up between whether choosing this song or their cover of the Bee Gees track.
Oh, yeah.
I Started a Joke.
Yep.
And I kind of wanted to pick that one because I love that Bee Gees album. And that was recorded for a film, wasn't it?
I'm not sure about that. But it's funny that you talk about the Lucksmiths covers, because one that I enjoyed was from the Matinee compilation about the Smiths. And a cover of my favourite Smith song, which is There Is A Light That Never Goes Out.
Yeah, wasn't that a great version?
Yeah, I really enjoyed that one.
I think the Lucksmiths work really stands up to sort of repeated listenings. And I've got a suspicion that, you know, 10, 15 years' time, they will be seen in a similar sort of light to the Go-Betweens. I've just got that sort of sneaky feeling, because I think their songs are so strong and they're kind of timeless.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. I think even a lot of musicians here who may not necessarily like the music styles of that kind of pop thing, but they respect what the Lucksmiths do because, you know, Marty is such a great lyricist and the band themselves are such fantastic musicians and Mark is an awesome bass player. So I think that a lot of people respect what they do anyway. From the Lucksmiths, well, we're going to head to a couple of European bands. The first one being one of the newer signings to Matinee Records.
Yeah, the electric pop group from Gothenburg in Sweden. And the electric pop group first came to my attention at the end of 2006 when my friend Martin, who helps me with the Extra Goes Pop, we do our monthly DJing night in Exeter, and Martin pointed me towards the electric pop group who he'd heard on the internet. And they had a self-released album out at the end of 2006, which had some fantastic indie pop songs on there. And I kind of fell in love with that at the time and thought it was fantastic. And I think that, again, that internet buzz managed to sort of propagate the name of the group around the globe and people sort of were picking up on it. And I think maybe that's how Jimmy kind of picked up on them as well and signed them to Matinee. And the track that we're going to hear is also on the Matinee Hit Parade album. And it's I think it's one of their newer recordings, not on their 2006 album.
Oh,
That was a track from electric pop group, a Swedish indie band, whose first proper release on the Matinee label, Sunrise EP, is not actually out till March 2008. So the track that we heard was My Only Inspiration from the Matinee Hit Parade compilation. And just talking a little bit more about this compilation, it's, as we said earlier, commemorating a decade of top quality pop music from the label. And to celebrate, the label actually asked 13 of its artists to record 45 A-side caliber songs for its Elite Hit Parade collection. And the result is nothing less than spectacular. And I agree, it's probably one of their better compilations too.
Yeah, definitely. It's good stuff. I'm just actually holding it in front of me, and there's some really good tracks on there. And got some great groups, you know. I don't hold with all the groups on the label. There's some on there that I could easily pass over. But that's the way with loads of labels. You know, you think about Creation in the early days. You know, there were groups there that you could take or leave, and some people would love dearly, and others would just cast aside without a thought. And Sarah was the same. There were lots of great, you know, groups on Sarah. And there's loads of things on Sarah that I personally, you know, wouldn't touch with a barge pole, but all the other records on there that I love and still love dearly. So I think, you know, Matinee is a classic label in that respect, and there's a little bit of something for everybody, I suppose.
And the other thing about Matinee that I like and that you've kind of touched on is this classicness, and a lot of its artwork and imagery is quite, not so much retro, but very classic looking.
Yeah, definitely. I really love the look on the Matinee label stuff. I remember that they had their early singles had old sort of 1960s and 50s photographs on. There was one, was it Monterey? It had old single-seat racing cars on and things, and that always kind of appealed to me. And the cover of the, you know, the Hit Parade album has the old Dansett portable record player with some old 7 inches playing on, which is really classy. I partly hate to say it, but they kind of have that appeal of the Smiths singles, where it was just, you know, a nice photograph, very simple text.
I was just going to say that, Alistair.
Yeah, it definitely works.
Mm.
And getting back to that Smiths thing, you know, you mentioned the Smiths covers album that Matinee did, and I'm going to sound a bit like a heretic, but I really prefer a lot of those Matinee cover versions to the originals now. I think maybe because I kind of grew up with the Smiths so much that I've become so familiar with the Smiths songs that hearing something, you know, just a slightly different take on it by groups that I really, really like, just really appealed to me.
Yeah, and seeing it from sort of a different perspective, I guess hearing it in a new light, as you say.
Definitely, yeah.
We're going to hear, lastly now, a band from your hometown.
Yes, from Glasgow, the Hermit Crabs. When I first heard that there was a group called the Hermit Crabs, I remember back to the 80s, and there was a group called the Hermit Crabs in the mid-80s who were on the second Shelter compilation album, which was Let's Try Another Ideal Guest House. These were records that were put out for to support the homeless charity Shelter. And there was a group called the Hermit Crabs on there. And I thought, is this group sort of reformed or something? But it quickly became apparent it was a completely different group. And they do sound a lot like Camera Obscura.
Oh, geez, you're really hitting the mark tonight. I was going to say that they very much remind me of that earlier first album sound. Like,
yeah,
the song, especially the song that you've chosen, which kind of reminds me of I Don't Do Crowds.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure right in saying that there are physical connections between the Hermit Crabs and Camera Obscura. I think at least one of their members was formerly a Camera Obscura or something like that anyway.
Their album, they've had members of Teenage Fan Club and Camera Obscura guesting on it as well.
Yeah, it's that whole sort of Glasgow scene, the whole, everyone's in each other's pockets sort of thing. It's that's one of the things that I think that's always been true of Glasgow, that it's big enough that there's lots of different things going on, but it's small enough so that there's lots of connections between the scenes, which I think is quite nice.
So, led by singer-guitarist Melanie Whittle, the Hermit Crabs, I guess, folk-twinged pop, the album that we're going to hear is called Saw You Dancing. What do you think of the album overall, especially in comparison to those like Camera Obscura records?
It's good. It's not great, but it's good. And there are several great tracks on it. I think the track we're going to hear is one of the songs that I was rated one of the great tracks. There's a couple on there that you kind of think, yeah, I could sort of skip those, but that's the beauty of CD players or iTunes playlists. You can rearrange your album into whatever order you want. But I think it stands up, and I think in terms of that, inevitably, the Camera Obscura connection and comparison, I think it stands up well compared to the first Camera Obscura sort of set. And I'm quite excited to see how the Hermit Crabs are going to develop, because I can imagine them, you know, maybe next album after, turning out something as polished and, you know, as perfect as the new Camera Obscura stuff.
To end our Unpopular Tangent segment with Alistair Fitchett this month, we'll take a track now from the Hermit Crabs. Lean Free Summer is a song from the album Saw You Dancing, and this has been the matinee special. Thank you very much, Alistair.
Thank you.
It's gonna be a long